Welcome to the Venus, what, huh?
No, way to go. Yeah.
Okay. So welcome to the Venus Index podcast. I'm John Barbin. With me is Nicola Bird. This is another installment of our podcast with Nicola to get into the psychology. We got to come up with a good title for this thing at some point, but get into the psychology of getting in shape. And today we're going to cover a question that came in through the forums. And I know that a lot of people have had a similar question to this. And it's just the idea of understanding and handling negative feedback or blowback from, quote, less than supportive friends and family, for people who get in shape or get into what a shape they like they personally like, and then people around them think they're going too far with it, or they're being obsessive, or they look sick, and things like that. So it's the idea. So there's a, and this happens like all the time, and I think it's more rooted in. So Nicola, I'm gonna kind of go with this for a bit, and then you kind of whenever. I'll throw it over to you in a minute. But from what my perspective, and I'm not trained in this, I've just seen it happen enough, is that it's you're challenging the other person's belief in themselves or their ability, or you're forcing people to look at themselves when you change. Because if you've gone out of your way to change your body and you're comfortable and you do change it and you're happy with where it gets to, and even if you want to keep going, other people have a hard time. In their mind, they had you categorized how they remember you, and then now all of a sudden they have to recategorize you as the new, fitter, slimmer version of you. Whatever it is, you've caused them some stress now, and some of the negative talk. It's them like struggling seeing you change, and it might force them to think, man, should I be changing? Am I like, are you leaving me? Sort of, and not leaving in an actual I'm ditching you sort of way, but. Now is there distance between us because, like, you felt the need to change yourself. Does that mean you think I need to change? Like, I think there's all of that underlying some of that those negative comments. Instead, you know, and then the people who are, and you never know who this is going to be. It can be the one of the closest family members you totally didn't expect that from. Mm-hmm. Or and then, you know what else is weird? And this happens, Nick, I'm explaining to you, we've had feedback about this. Some people are totally blindsided that they by a family member, a close friend who becomes the one that throws the biggest arrows at them. Mm-hmm. And then some, maybe just random acquaintance or someone they didn't know is their biggest supporter. And so they never know who's, so no one can guess at the person who's going to be the drag and who's going to be the one who's just totally on their side and happy for them. And it's weird because you can never anticipate exactly who that person is going to be. Even if you wish it were certain people in your life, it may not be.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your take on the nuts and bolts behind first of all, like, why people are acting this way? And I guess we're going to end with, I don't know, like a thought lesson on how to deal with it. But mm-hmm. What's your take on why certain people react that way and why it's not like, well, your closest people will be supportive and people that don't know you. Like, you can't guess who it's going to be.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, you're absolutely correct. I mean, first of all, we're social beings, and a large part of our identity is our relationship with the world around us, the need for approval, the need for validation, all those kind of things we're getting from the outside world. We need to work more, which will come to our more solutions, to be validating ourselves from within and finding our own sense of self to help counter this. And that's the end result. But because we are, of course, connected to the world around us, it has a huge, huge impact on our relationship with ourselves, our bodies, and it can't be underestimated. I mean,
and I guess making a big change in your body is one of the first moments where that becomes so obvious of how much you're judging yourself off of how other people judge you.
And it's a very our bodies, our faces. That's what we're showing to the world, and it's visual. Mm-hmm. Other things, like if I get, other things are less visible and so will not be measured as easily. Mm-hmm. If I have, but the most visible thing is our body.
Oh yeah, and like if you leave the house and you don't have a shower, you don't do your hair, you dress really poorly, or you just throw on, if you show that to the world, no matter how good of a person you are, everyone's making a snap judgment based on your appearance.
Absolutely. So, and you're right. I mean, when people have ideas about who we are and what we are, and then we start changing. You are right when you said, one, it does determine, they will then mirror it in terms of themselves. So even though they're judging you, it's really triggering insecurities in them, fears in them, and challenging their position. So you can't really take on what they're doing because it's a reflection of them, not you. However, the typical human behavior, if you don't step back and do that or really work on that, you will internalize their reactions. The closer a person is to you, the more that you will internalize what they're saying, because you do want their approval, you do want their validation, you do want their love. But even casual people making comments can affect you. And so, and we're all different in terms of how we feel about ourselves. If you're getting a lot of your validation from the world around you, then your subtle changes, subtle different response, changes in your body, changes in how your appearance and the response that you're going to get will have a larger impact on you than someone who measures themselves, you know, less against the world. Nonetheless, we all do it, but we do have to, you know, the more we're inclined to look for approval or validation from the world, then the more those statements, those responses, those reactions will impact us. But again, the more a person is valuable to you, the more those comments will likely impact or affect you and create a problem. I have a friend who's a physician, and she does a lot in terms of diet, obesity, and health, because of the rise in obesity and the health, you know, the rise in diabetes and hypertension.
Yeah, and all the negative health consequences.
All the negative health consequences. And she says that, you know, that the people will come in, they start losing weight, and some of these are, you know, they're obese. And then they come back and they've gained the weight. And she goes, what happened? And she would hear quite often that the person will say, oh, well, people were starting to tell me I wasn't looking good, and I'm getting too skinny, like negative comments. And the likelihood is that these people who would be telling her that, or telling the people this, they themselves would be struggling with weight. So suddenly, this person, exactly what you're saying, this person changing would then be threatening to them. Mm-hmm. So,
threatening to the other person who's not successfully losing weight.
Not successful, exactly.
Because it shows them that it's doable and you ain't doing it.
Right, so they suddenly start making their success a problem.
Well, it's crabs in a bucket. It's like, yes. I don't feel bad about myself. If everyone around me is improving except me, I'm the loser. But if everyone else is the same as me, I'm more comfortable. It's this relativity thing. It's
absolutely.
It's being the same as everyone else is more like. This makes me mad, actually, this whole concept, because you might actually, like, of all the things, like, as if it's hard enough already, and then people are holding you back, or people are making fun of you for getting in shape, and the worst part of it's everything to do with changing. It's everything to do with changing, because if you were never obese and were just the lightweight that you're being made fun of for trying to get to now, people would just be, oh, she's just the small one. Like, they wouldn't even notice, right? But the fact that you went from big to small, now all of a sudden it's an issue. But if they had met you in your, like, for instance, a new person you meet, they'd be like, oh, her, yeah, she's just small. And they don't know that you were bigger. But for anyone who remembers you bigger, they're the ones who throw all the arrows, because they're like, no, stay up with us with the big people so we all feel good about being big. Or at least don't feel as bad watching you kind of leave us, show us it's doable, and then make us feel even worse for we failed but you succeed. Like, they're using you as the reference point that it's doable, but they're still failing.
Absolutely. And that's one element of it, which is very common. And people, if people are struggling with weight, then they're often have friends, because they're going to relate and identify with people in that group who are also having the same struggles. If you're achieving yours, then again, it does shed light on them and bring up their insecurities and fears. So they're going to create, it's going to create some tension and insecurities in them that then will be projected on you. And you're right when you said it's hard enough just to, you know, to get into the process of creating the change for yourself to achieve this goal and maintain that lifestyle. And that's challenging enough, much less adding on top of it social negativity and lack of support. So there's one. So, and then of course, you can have an intimate relationship where a person, or intimate relationships where a person is invested in you staying the same. And even if like you have a slim friend and they're suddenly making negative comments, it can be the opposite, like, you know, where they want you to stay the same so they can still maintain their sense of worthiness, or
because they're the slim one in the group.
Yeah, the slim one in the group. They don't want you to become the pretty one, competitive.
Women are so, man, mm-hmm. You guys are just rough on each other. That's for sure.
Right. So you have that.
Yeah. Hold your thought. And if you're progressing, you may start feeling kind of alone if you're the only one progressing.
That's right, because you are changing. And or you can also be in an intimate relationship where a person is invested. I mean, I've had women who have described that, you know, if they try to lose weight, their partners have problems with that. Or they try to fatten them up.
Wow.
Because they want control. They want that the insecurities come up. So if you are getting a little, then you're less attracted to someone else out there, so they can maintain.
So there's the fear that you're getting in shape to leave them.
That's right.
Oh, people are so messed up. Yeah, you're right. That I'm sure that happens too.
So yes.
Or the other side of that is there, if they're like, oh, if you're getting in shape, then maybe I need to get in shape to keep you around, and that's just too much work. So you just, let's just both stay heavy, and then it's simple.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it can be all of these different dynamics, and the key thing here, of course, is that you, in terms of resolution, is that you do have to find your own center and what's right for you. I mean, when you're having a physical change, when you're exercising, when you're eating well, you're taking care of yourself, it's not just a physical change, it's a mental change. You're changing your mind, you're changing emotions, you are going through a transformation, not just physical, but mental, emotional. So yes, you're going from maybe feeling more insecure to feeling more secure, mm-hmm. and self-doubt to more confidence. And achievement. When you achieve something and you're able to sustain that achievement, there's a sense of empowerment and pride that comes with it, and especially in the maintenance and the sustaining of it. So you are actually, you're not just going through, like I said, a physical transformation, but emotional and mental. You're going to dress differently. You're going to feel differently. You're going to just be a transforming person, and that's all the kudos to you. The thing is that, you know, a lot of people have difficulty with creating change, not just creating change, but actually sustaining change, which is two different things. Mm. And your success can really make other people feel very inadequate. And,
totally.
And people are typically invested in the relationships that they know. Mm-hmm. And this is what you know, this is what you're accustomed to. And they want to stick you in that box and leave you there. And they don't want you to challenge that box because it's comfortable. Mm-hmm. They want you to be the same person because when you change, the relationships around you change.
Yeah, so you've rattled their world.
And who you are. So if you've had a relationship base, and it can be an intimate relationship, whether it's romantic or family or friendship or just casual coworkers, things like that, acquaintances, you are in a position and a role. So if you have struggled with weight and say you have insecurities, for instance, and suddenly you're achieving this goal and you're feeling more confident, you're presenting yourself as a new person, not just physically. Then the roles change. The dynamics are changing. And that person then, in many ways, is required to change alongside you to maintain that relationship. And that can be really difficult because if they're comfortable where they are, you're making them very uncomfortable because you are used to be the self-doubting one and now you're the confident one.
Mm-hmm. And when they compare themselves to you, you've just put some sense of distance between the two of you.
You've rattled the world. You're changing the friendship. This feeling that you could lose that person. That person can outgrow.
And the thing is, that's not your intention at all, but that's how they're going to perceive it.
No, of course. But that's what happens in relationships all the time, whether it's weight loss or that, you know, a person can grow, they can make changes, and the roles suddenly start changing. Mm-hmm. And those changing, the change of roles can be very uncomfortable. And that's where you really have to be, you know, strong within yourself to claim your own identity and say, here I am, and this is what I want. There used to be you being a certain way. And, you know, and I mean, I've known people, like, if they start changing, people really want you to hold, like I said, they want to hold on to what they've known you to be. And they keep trying to, they'll want to keep sticking you back in the box. But that is, again, because of their fears, their insecurities, their comfort zones. And
let's, okay, so I'm going to say something harsh here. At some point, you got to just let them go if they're never going to accept you.
You like, got to let
it,
yeah.
It's you versus, it's you and what you want for yourself, for your life, versus doing what they want you to do for their life to be comfortable. So yes. At some point, you have to take care of you first. So if
you do, if this is something that is what you want in your life and you've made a determination for yourself, then you need to stop apologizing for your changes, own your power. Especially when it's an intimate relationship or a family relationship or a close friendship, things like that, like in a family member, for instance, that might be critical, you need to stop looking for their approval and needing them to want to approve of you or agree. Neither do you need to get into battle with them about proving yourself. You just be yourself, and part of it is also you accepting who they are. Because it also comes when the relationships start changing, you can suddenly see that person differently too. Mm-hmm. Like if you were insecure and that person was like your, you know, the one you looked up to, you start changing, then they themselves might start appearing very differently. They might suddenly start appearing more insecure than you realized. Mm-hmm. So you also need to also revise your relationship with them, your expectations of them.
Yeah.
You have to make those shifts as well. And create that and accept who they are.
Yeah, yeah, and that's so. I don't think anyone even thinks to this level when they're talking about getting in shape. They just think, oh, I'll lose 20 pounds and that's it.
That's right.
But then you find out all of this other stuff happens, and how interconnected everybody is. And the thing is, most people are just status quo for their whole life. Most people stay in the box that they find themselves in.
Absolutely.
You know, whatever, 12, 15 years old, and then that's it. They're there forever. All the people around them are comfortable there, you know, whether or not everyone on the inside is like resents their entire life, who knows? Most people don't let anyone see any of that anyways.
That's right.
And then as soon as you're like, no, I don't really like this box anymore. Maybe I'll try to get out of it. And everyone's like, where are you going? Like, you can't do that. This is the life we all have. And it, you know, that's as soon as somebody steps up and tries to do anything, it just, like, you can't, it's going to affect literally everyone you talk to and everyone around you and everyone in your life. So you can't do it without affecting everybody. Like, it's just how that works. Like we said, we're all socially connected. You can't really do it in a vacuum. And that's why sometimes this process feels kind of lonely. Like, I kind of liken it to a caterpillar going into its cocoon and then coming out a butterfly. It's like, you want to be the butterfly. Most people stay at caterpillar stage because they're terrified of doing the cocoon part, which the analogy to me is the cocoon's the work, is the actual doing the transformation. Like, that's where you like decide, that's where you put the effort in, and on the other end you're the butterfly. You get to have that other life that you were kind of, and I like the analogy because it is a freer thing. It is, for it to work, you really do have to leave behind the slow kind of boxed in life that you started with and actually have that freedom on the other end. But it, you have to go through the cocoon phase. You have to do the hard part. And most people, even if they want to make it all the way to butterfly status, just like you're headed, they're terrified of the cocoon part. And it's comfortable to just hang around with all the other caterpillars. And who are essentially going nowhere. Like, is, you know, it's a really good analogy as far as the whole thing.
You know, it makes me think, you know, when we're talking about this, that when I was about 19, I had a thyroid problem, and so I had what was later diagnosed as Hashimoto's disease, which is, so your thyroid gland stops working, your autoimmune system is attacking. I don't have that problem anymore. It's over. I cured it at 23, but I gained weight as a result of that, and it wasn't anything to do with my diet. It was, and then of course, once it was cured and everything was good, it went back, and I was fine.
Yep.
and no weight issues therein. Because I've always dealt with my emotions, so therefore I haven't struggled with food. But and that was a very short period of my life, maybe 2 years, very short. But that was from that point on, that would haunt my life in the weird, not me personally, because it didn't haunt me in any way, shape, or form. But in terms of socially, for maybe the next 15 years, as strange as that sounds, that very short time, and I wasn't obese, nothing like that. I was just maybe 25 pounds more. Mm-hmm. Once I was balanced out, everything was fine, no problem again. I don't even know if it was 25 pounds, maybe 20. Okay. And I'm a small person, so maybe I went from size 4 to size 8.
Yep.
So, or maybe size 10, maybe the
most. Well, whatever, 20 pounds anyway, is just isn't much. Yeah.
Yeah, just giving you an idea, but yeah. That little bit, whatever it was. It's a long time ago. And for 15 years, maybe after, people would still see me and comment that, oh, you've lost weight.
And 15 years later, it's like you were so you, in their mind's eye, you were, whatever you were at 19 is what they just expected you to be forever.
And more than 15 years. And not only that, but these are not like, this is not like saying this person hasn't seen me for 15 years. This was like, I could see a person every year.
Oh, and they just, they eventually expect you to go back?
I think so. Or each time they would say, you've lost weight. And I would say, I'm the same. No, you're not. And they would argue. And I don't mean this would be one person. I mean, this would be quite the few people. Mm. No, and they'd meet me. You've lost weight. And I'd say, I'm the same. No, you're not. And
well, compared to what? Compared to the heaviest you ever remember me once 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is such a metaphor for me, and that's why I detailed the beginning just to explain how much where I was at for this short period of time.
Yeah, and you weren't like obese, 20 pounds, as if people
I was giving an idea of the size range. It's not like I was this extreme. I look at pictures. It's not like this was extreme.
Yeah.
It's not like this huge difference.
Yeah.
But yet, that would go on and haunt, and people would still hold me to that very short time frame.
Well, and the other thing is, and now I think that's rooted in the rarity of someone losing weight and keeping it off versus the modern westernized obesogenic society where the trend is just everyone gains.
Yeah.
So think about it. They see you in a sea of people who all just gain weight throughout their life.
Yeah.
And you're the one who went the other direction.
That's right.
Probably, you know, it's not 100, it's not unreasonable that they're like, oh yeah, she's still small. Like how is everyone, but the thing is, relative to everyone else, 15 years later, everyone else is 15 years heavier. Like everyone's probably gained 2 or 3 pounds each of those years. And in their mind, they don't notice that everyone's getting heavier. That's just what everyone looks like. Then they see you.
Yes.
Not getting any lighter, just the same.
The same. I am.
And
the
they're
same.
Like, they're like, well, she must be losing weight. But it's just because everyone else getting fatter. and that's like, we know that very, like, the trend is just straight line up. Like, more of the population is getting heavier, and not just that more people are getting heavier. They're all getting, like, the degree of overweight is rising. So it's not just overweight now. It's obese. Like it's. Everyone's just getting bigger around us. So and that totally skews our perception of like what normal is. Like I was just on vacation. I was on the beach, just kind of, you know, just looking around, and I'm trying to think how many people here are in a condition that I consider like that guy's Adonis, that girl's Venus. And it was, you know, if I saw 1,000 people, I'd maybe a dozen were in a condition where I'm like, that looks good to me, to me. And I'm like, I don't think I'm overly picky. I just was shocked at how big everyone was. And I'm like, man, like everyone here needs to do some work.
And obesity is a growing problem. Overweight and obesity, it's growing and growing. Yeah, we do need to definitely look at it. But, you know, the thing is that what you're saying is correct. But after a while, like after about 15 years, that stopped. And then they accepted that I was now.
So basically you're telling everyone who's listening that once they get in shape, they got about 15 years of this to deal
with. I can't say how long it's been.
I'm kidding.
But
the point is that there's a longer tail to this than you probably even think.
And now they'll say, oh, you always just remain slim. Now I get, you're always slim. You always remain slim. I no longer get told you lost weight, you lost weight, you lost weight, and have this redundant statement, and I have to, and I say, and it would just be so ridiculous. I'd be like, am I 12? What kind of stupid conversations am I having?
Yeah.
And then finally, it's like, you always swim. Oh, you're always slim. And that's no, I don't get, I'm no longer compared, because finally their image of me changed after about 15 years.
Yeah, so internally they've just reset you at the smaller you.
They reset me, but it took a long time for people to reset me. So I think that, you know, it's a really good story for people to understand that people, their minds don't change.
And that, I know that pressure, because I've done a change too.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that people are kind of just internally going, ah, he'll go back. Like, I know they're thinking that.
Right.
And just like your story, you know, because in their mind, you're the bigger person, not the smaller one, right? So,
yes.
It is a little bit like you kind of want to just give them the middle finger, like, F you. What makes you, you know, you have no faith that I'm going to stay this way, or you don't, like, it's, you got, you're, it's all, hopefully this podcast kind of got you to think in terms of it's their insecurity, not, it's nothing to do with them not believing in you. It's them more like wanting the world in their comfortable little box that they started it in.
That's right. And exactly. And
which I don't doubt is, which is probably part of why a lot of people, when you hear these statistics about how many people like gain the weight back, I bet you this is a huge chunk of it. It's
I think so too. Social. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you've put some, you didn't mean to, but you put some distance between you and the people you used to hang around with. And you go back to hanging around them, you're probably just, there's too much friction. You'll probably just end up back how you used to be. Or you keep the ones who are supportive, and you might have to shed some skin. Like, some people that are unsupportive, you just spend less time with them because, you know, you got to make the call. You want to live the old life, or do you want to live the new one?
Exactly. It really, you're really looking to, the next transformation is that, situating yourself more in terms of validating your own self, finding your own measure of your worth, and that would be the next personal transfer.
And if you get that part right, then you can
really succeed.
On top of that,
yes,
you can also handle being around those people, even if they have a couple negative comments. You can still,
that's right.
like you said, you see them for what they really are.
That's
and you
right.
And if you choose to, you can accept them just being that way and not need their validation, but still enjoy their company, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And you're looking for, you're going within to own your own worth.
Yeah, instead of their comment mattering at all, you'll kind of just slide off, and then you can at least get on with enjoying some company.
Right. And then, yes, go and form relationships that are more supportive for where you are now and the mindsets that are just more compatible with you. And that might take a transition time, and you have to go through those growing pains, but go through them. Move through those growing pains because it's worth it, and the reward will be far greater than the effort. But, yes, you have to go through a transition and a transformation. And embrace it versus make it a horrible thing. You might have a loss, but the gain, emotional, mental, and spiritual, and gain will be greater.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, well, I think that's, we can leave this one here.
Perfect.
Yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so for Nicola Bird, I'm John Barber, and that's your Venus Index podcast.